The scripture reading today should be a familiar one, especially if you've ever watched a Charlie Brown Christmas special. Yeah? So this is from the Gospel of Luke. Listen now for a word from God. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was a descendant from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, in that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. Look, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all of the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. There will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all of these words and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as had been told them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So I don't know if all of you know this, but if you're in the process of becoming a pastor in the Presbyterian Church, most of us have to go through a psychological exam. Now, this may surprise those of you who know a few Presbyterian pastors and find them a little bit short on that, you know, stick of having all of their ducks in a row, but I promise that all of the pastors are well within the acceptable range of chaos. Now, I was a psychology major in college, and so I was stoked when the time came for me to do my psychological exam. I kind of nerded out a bit. And when I got the results back, I read through them and then immediately called my parents so that they could laugh with me as we read the results of my test. It said that I had a high factor of independence. I think something around 92nd percentile. And so, of course, I called to tell my parents about this discovery from the psychologist about my strong-willed personality and my desire to do it myself. My parents laughed a lot. See, when I was about 4 years old, my favorite book was Bert and Ernie's I Can Do It Myself. And about the same time, we were living in a manse over in Newport, and I sat on the stairs, refusing to come down until I'd figured out how to tie my shoes by myself. And so I appreciate this kind of culture's obsession with independence. This trait isn't unique to me. It's really something that we see all throughout us. It's woven into our books and stories and movies, this sense of you can do it yourself, the lone hero that can save the day. Now, Marvel may be getting away from that, pushing that a little bit, but it's still multiple heroes that are saving the day, some special people that have come. But when we look at God's telling of this Advent story, it can't be true. This isn't a story of fierce independence or one hero coming to prepare the way. It's a story of a whole community coming together. Godly play is a curriculum I use a lot with the kids, and when Godly play tells the Advent story, it sets it up as we're all on our way to Bethlehem. And who will show us the way? On the first Sunday of Advent, it's the prophets who show us the way. The prophets like Isaiah who teach us to pay attention and to look for the signs of what God is doing among us. And then the second week of Advent, it's the Holy Family. And we remember how the angels told them not to be afraid. Now, I don't know about you, but being a pregnant, engaged teenager in Jerusalem some 2,000 years ago sounds pretty terrifying. But the Holy Family listened to the angels, and we learn not to be afraid. And we go on preparing the way for Bethlehem. The shepherds and angels talk about singing of great joy, of the good news of God. And then the Magi come following a wild star. And today it was the children of this church and this community who showed us all the way to Bethlehem as they set up our nativity set. And I think this is a great invitation to us to remember that our journey of faith is a team sport. It's something that we do all together, the life of faith, preparing to come close to the mystery of God with us, is something that we work together to prepare. And I've seen that in so many ways in this community over the last month, whether it's the celebrations at Bartlett or the community benefits sale, where it's Christmas wishes, the youth potluck. There's so many ways that this community has come together to help us prepare to come close to the mystery of Christmas. And I think it's interesting that God isn't even alone in this. This is the story of God who is three in one, who is one and also three, God becoming flesh in Jesus. And it's not a math problem to be solved, but it's a mystery that we step into, showing that through generations and generations, parents and children and mentors and friends have built this community of faith so that we can come into this space together that can't completely be explained by all of the best theologies and story, but it's something that we can be experienced, that we can come together knowing that God loved us so much that in the midst of this broken world, God came to be with us, to redeem us and to join with us in the journey of life. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.